Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Be future ready with a pension powered by Zurich's award-winning investment performance.
There's significant controversy about the purchase and the installation of a printer in the Oireachtas. New revelations today, courtesy of the report by Dáil Clerk Peter Finnegan, include that the final cost of the state-of-the-art Camori printer will be €1.6 million. Staff may need to use a forklift to load the paper, and because it's twice the size of any previous Oireachtas printer, it will take special training to operate. Our reporter Philip Boucher-Hayes got a tour of the only other Camori printer of this type in the country at Impress Printing in Walkinstown in Dublin, and he saw it being put through its paces. Here's Philip on his guided tour.
I'm assuming that this is the starting end, or is that screen the starting end?
No, this is the starting end here.
Mick Foy at Impress Printing Works runs the Camori GL529. It is a monster. If Paul O'Connell and Donica O'Callaghan were printers and had a love child, it would be the Camori GL529.
The paper all has to come in on a pallet truck, does it?
Paper comes in on a pallet or a bulk pack.
Rumour has it in Leinster House that this beast of a printer is so big that it needs a forklift to feed it paper. Not so in Impress Printing. They use a pallet truck.
But that's 600-700 kilos of...
If the Camori GL529 was an athlete, its mum and dad would be Usain Bolt and Flo Jo. It is that fast.
Put it back through the machine again to print the other side.
It's the biggest and it's the newest of the printers in this factory floor that I can see here. Does that make it the quickest and the most productive?
It's the quickest, most productive. Like, make-ready times are pretty a third of what the old machines would be. And production... speed-wise, it'd probably be nearly twice as fast as an old machine.
Okay. Would you make 18 million impressions on this in a year? Would you be able to? Could it take that capacity?
Oh, it'll easily do that, yeah. Like, the machine will run at 16,000 sheets an hour.
Can you do the maths on that for me? What does that mean, 365 days a year?
To be honest, I wouldn't be able to work that out myself, but it would, if you had it on shift work and all that stuff, it'd be doing it no problem.
Here is the maths. The House of the Oireachtas currently prints 18 million sheets a year. The Camori GL529, running for 1 8-hour shift 5 days a week for 50 weeks of the year, would print nearly twice that much, 33 million sheets a year. So a little bit more than is currently needed. And asking the Camori GL529 to confine itself to election leaflets and Christmas cards would be like asking Michelangelo to paint road markings.
Looking around me, I see instruction manuals, I see calendars. Give me an idea of the kind of the range of printing that you can do here. Can you do food packaging, stuff like that?
Yeah, we do food packaging, we do pharmaceutical work. We can generally do anything that a commercial printer can do. Paper, we do books.
But truly, the most remarkable thing about the Camori GL529 is that it comes in a variety of different shapes and sizes. If you have a restricted amount of headspace to fit your printer in, well then, Camori can, as they did for Impress Printing Works, sell you a lower height profile printing press so that you won't have to undertake expensive building work to make room for your new state-of-the-art Camori GL529.
It comes in different configurations as well. It can stand taller, but you opted to go for one that
stands
smaller.
With a lower profile, because we have a fairly low roof, so we had to keep it as compact as possible. There's other manufacturers that would have a similar configuration, but they'd be that bit longer. So the Camori is a more compact, smaller footprint than a lot of other manufacturers would have.
But you have, 2.5 metres headspace, I'm guessing, from floor to ceiling, but you chose a unit that was the right size, the right height, and smaller than the one that they have in the Dáil to fit in here.
Yeah, it's slightly smaller, but we had to do a lot of research with manufacturers and all that kind of thing to find the right machine that would fit in here.
And Camori will leave you in no doubt whatsoever before you buy about what it takes to get your new GL529 in through the front door.
When you were making the transition and getting rid of your old Heidelberg and bringing in this Camori, What did you know was going to be involved in doing that? How easy was it going to be to move, basically?
Well, it is a big job to move a printing press because it has to get dismantled. You'd need a 10-ton forklift and all that kind of thing.
And you knew that in advance?
Oh, we knew that in advance, yes. And we had to get the make sure the structure of the floor was capable to hold the new machine, weight-wise and ceiling height. And the actual length of the machine we had to take into account before we could take this machine.
And you did all of that through a big roller gate at the other end here. That's straight out into the car park on the other side of that gate.
Straight out into the car park. Like, we've another half of the building here. It'd be very difficult to put this machine on the other side of this room.
Just moving 10 feet over in the other direction. Yeah.
We knew I had to go into this position a month before. We agreed to buy the machine.
The Komori GL529, approximately twice the amount of printer that you will ever need, available in a variety of shapes and sizes to suit your unique workspace needs.
That was Philip Boucher-Hayes reporting. The Fianna Fáil TD Mark McSharry is a member of the Public Accounts Committee. He's on the line. Good evening.
Good evening, Mary.
You were pretty scathing today, not about the decision to go ahead and buy the printer, but really about, I suppose, the failure to do the math, to take the measurements.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I did, I suppose, on the outset today, say that the public were entitled to know the business case for this. One was done. I'm not going to get into it now, but certainly the public are entitled to know that too. But unfortunately, what we saw today is something that we're seeing time and again. The wastage here, if you assume that the printer was value for money and was required, the wastage is in this structural adjustment that was unforeseen and needed some €230,000. Now, to break it down to its simplest terms, if I or you are buying a new fridge for our home, we go to the store and we bring the measuring tape and we see what fits, the same for a suite of furniture. Now, that's a couple of hundred, maybe a couple of thousand euros at the very, very most. Here we're talking about €1 million of taxpayers' money. And I think that the basic due diligence was just not done. And I think between that, Mesian Plaza, we all know about the Children's Hospital approach to public procurement. The issue here is there is no accountability for the public's money, and there is no tangible sanction when we highlight a clear failing, which was absolute incompetence in my view.
Did you know, I didn't until I heard Philip's report, but you may well have known that this printer comes in a range of shapes and sizes?
No, that's certainly new to me, and I think that you've done the country a service in terms of visiting Impress Printing today to give us that information. Again, that highlights an even further failing. I mean, before I sign a contract with somebody, if I'm buying anything, I'm going to ensure that it meets the requirements that I have, and that's for basic domestic appliances and uses. I mean, this is millions of the country's, of the people's money, and we're not giving it the level of focus that we should. Autopilot is what we're seeing time and again. It's set to cost us 10 million in Mesian Plaza. In this instance, it's costing us 230,000. And yet, when we see a report that comes out, it effectively is an exercise in wagon circling and suggesting that in any event, even if it were known, structural adaptations would be necessary. And I think that your research there has proven that that's manifestly not the case.
Mr. Finnegan did say, didn't he, in his report, that the printer requirements, and I think I'm quoting him correctly, were not understood nor examined in the early stages.
I think that the precise sentence was, in terms of the headspace, so the dimensions, I suppose, required for it, were neither understood or examined during the critical stage of the process.
Do we know why?
Incompetence. It's as simple as that, and there is no nice way to say it. It gives me no pleasure to be saying it, but I think that somebody has got to call halt, and we have to have, you know, real accountability for individuals and tangible sanction where mistakes and incompetence are costing the taxpayer very, very hard-earned money.
Yeah, Leo Varadkar was very clear. I heard him in the headlines at 5 o'clock saying, you know, this isn't a government matter. This is a matter for the Oireachtas, a matter for the Ceann Comhairle. who is responsible here? Where does the buck stop here?
Well, first of all, just on the Taoiseach's comment, and I did see that interview. I mean, I suppose that's the line that kind of best captures his entire administration. It's always somebody else's fault.
Well, now, in fairness,
and this is what we need to get away from.
Yeah, but in fairness to the Taoiseach, he's not signing off on photocopiers for the Oireachtas.
No, he's not. But what he would be, in my view, well placed to take a view on is to introduce a system with real accountability and the leadership that promotes that. He hasn't done that. We've seen it at the Children's Hospital, Mesian Plaza, and now, while it may be small money to some people, to the hard-working people in the country, 230,000 is a great deal of money.
And look, it goes all the way back, and we did a piece the other day on the overspends, and you know, you can go all the way back to e-voting machines. It happened on Fianna Fáil's watch and on the watch of many of the political parties
power. I'm not getting overly political,
Mary,
on this.
What could you do in public accounts?
But the point is this. I'm neither responsible nor expected to promote or support the mistakes of the past, but it is perfectly reasonable that I'd be expected to learn from them. What we see is nobody has. So what we need is tangible sanction and accountability. That means, in basic terms, there needs to be punishment for incompetence and costing people a fortune. Yes, mistakes can be made. Yes, mistakes can be made. Yes, we need to learn from them. But unfortunately, the current system is such that it underpins a culture where people are using the public's money in a way they would not use their own.
Okay, a couple of quick final questions. Should heads roll? Should somebody, if they are held accountable...
I think we have to have tangible sanction and we have to have disciplinary processes that reflect the level of responsibility and accountability people ought to have. You asked the question about what role has the PAC have? Sadly, none in the terms of introducing or forcing or enforcing tangible sanction. That, I'm afraid, and Leo Varadkar needs to get to grip with it, is a responsibility for the executive, and he's the head of that.
OK, did you get any answers today as to when this printer will start working?
According to the report that I read, it said that it was operational, though training was not yet provided. Now, I didn't get an opportunity yet myself to visit the printer, but hope to do so over the coming days.
So, operational, but training hasn't yet happened.
That's according to the...
Does that mean it's working?
That was what I took to
yeah,
from
even
from,
though people
from
haven't
Mr.
been
Finnegan's
trained
report.
On it yet. And it is a complex piece of equipment.
The actual line in the report was, the printing equipment is now installed and commissioned. Training has yet to take place as the Houses of the Oireachtas Service and SIPTO are in discussion to address concerns raised by the print facility staff.
And was it an answer to a question from yourself or from David Cullinan? We heard that they're going to need a forklift to load paper.
It was David Cullinan that mentioned that particular point. In the old printing facility, which were the same rooms in effect, there certainly was pallet trucks there. I don't recall personally seeing a forklift, but that may well be the case.
Mark McSharry, Fianna Fáil spokesperson, thank you very much for joining us. It's 20 minutes past 5 o'clock.